This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Both sides in the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah appear to be hitting each other as hard as they can before they're stopped. A ceasefire resolution is coming soon before the United Nations Security Council. As that diplomacy continues, Israeli warplanes repeatedly bombed Beirut's southern suburbs today. More Hezbollah rockets fell across northern Israel today as well. Yesterday, Hezbollah launched its deadliest volley of rocket fire since the start of the war. 15 Israelis were killed and dozens wounded. Rockets rained down on a border village and on Haifa, Israel's third largest city. NPR's Eric Westervelt prepared this report.
Israeli Army rescue helicopters touched down in farm fields north of Kiryat Shmona as medics rushed to help evacuate the wounded. Black smoke billowed from surrounding hills. 12 Israeli Army reservists were killed and some 15 others were wounded, the single deadliest Hezbollah rocket attack so far. Some Katyushas landed in a parking lot next to a cemetery at the entrance to Kfar Giladi, a kibbutz or communal farming village on the border. Longtime resident Gideon Giladi.
We had an alarm. Everybody went down to shelters. We were waiting for the heat, and in about 10 minutes, it came down.
It came down with random, deadly accuracy on a group of veteran reservists who had just been called up for combat duty in Lebanon and had only arrived in the north the night before. Some were in their cars, others were apparently lounging on thin military-issued mattresses, catching some pre-combat rest in a shady spot, a military officer says, when the rockets struck. Medics draped blankets over the dead. Nearby, several workers at the kibbutz's hotel wept. Giladi, whose grandfather founded this kibbutz, was one of the first on the scene. He says the carnage he saw was too grim for words.
Something that I will never speak publicly.
Warning sirens had sounded before the attack. The alarm sounds several times a day throughout the northern Galilee. One soldier who remained outdoors during the rocket strike said, "We're soldiers. If we ran for shelter every time the alarm sounded, we wouldn't get our work done." Planes dropped chemical retardant on several fires raging nearby. On the ground, firefighters doused burning cars. In the evening, more Hezbollah rockets, longer range, more powerful ones, again hit the northern coastal city of Haifa. 3 people were killed and more than 100 others were wounded, several seriously. One rocket slammed into 2 adjacent houses, causing both to partially collapse. On the ground, fighting just inside South Lebanon continued overnight. The army says one soldier was killed in fighting near Bint Jebel. 7 other Israeli soldiers were wounded in fierce combat elsewhere. On the border, Israeli soldiers queue up to clean their automatic rifles with an air compressor. They're with an elite infantry battalion which just returned from South Lebanon after nearly a week of combat in and around El Taibe, some 5 miles from the Israel-Lebanon border. This 21-year-old soldier, who requested anonymity, describes a Hezbollah enemy they rarely see up close, but whose mortars and sophisticated rockets are all too close.
You know, it's not like they come face to face and you can shoot back. They fired missiles and all the time, and you don't really have something to do against it. I mean, only to lay on the floor, to lay down and to pray to God that it's not going to eat you.
There's no talk of a ceasefire here. These soldiers describe their enemy as an adept, highly trained force using hit-and-retreat guerrilla tactics and often firing from civilian areas. This Israeli combat infantry medic, trained to preserve life, says the only option is to push deeper into Lebanon and take the lives of Hezbollah fighters in close-quarters combat.
It's a terror organization. It's not an army that we can beat them in 6 days, okay, like we did in the 6 days war. They don't have tanks. They have only men. We have to kill one by one, and it's not so easy, you know.
Asked how the army is measuring success so far, given the daily rocket fire and stiff Hezbollah resistance, he says, "I don't know what we would consider a victory. I just don't know." Meanwhile, across huge swaths of the Galilee, the fighting has forced most people to leave the area. Others say they have no choice but to stay. Farm driver Eli Halaby loads his delivery truck just a quarter full with apples headed to market in Jerusalem. He says nectarines and pears are rotting on the trees after most of his farmhands fled south. Halaby says despite diplomatic moves to end the fighting, he hopes Israel continues to pound the militant Shiite group for as long as possible.
How they say in a movie, the good, the bad, and the ugly, if you want to shoot, shoot, don't talk. So we are shooting, not talking.
But nearly a month into the war, Hezbollah guerrillas continue to do plenty of shooting of their own every day, including more rocket fire across the north today. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Kiryat Shmona, northern Israel.